producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're doing a few more minutes of overdrive here with George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com. Needs no introduction. But, George, that is the key issue, that we have an elite that act like history's already been won by them, that we don't exist, that they don't care how obvious they are, how much they lie. It's like they lie on purpose almost to discredit the system. I know that's a communist tactic, but it's beyond that. But you were getting into so many people that get into office who are good at first and get blackmailed, get compromised, get insulated, get overtaken by a system. But at its root, it's so sophisticated. Finish up your point.
I don't think they start off being bad people by any means. I think they're all well-intentioned. I think they have great ideals and good ideas. But once they get in or once they get chosen, someone picks them, they get changed. They get tainted. They get, I don't want to say bought off. That's not fair. But something happens to them, and it happens to all of them. I don't know if the power gets to them or the elitists get to them, but something changes them. And I think that happens with almost every presidential person that gets elected into office. And I think it's happening in this particular case. I think we had a well-intentioned person who was discovered by some folks who said, this one's got potential, and they got him elected. And now the change, the metamorphosis has occurred, and it's dramatic. So the next 2 years are going to be very bizarre for us. I mean, trust me on this. That's my prediction. And anything, I mean anything, can happen.
Well, I agree with you. I don't ever want to hear people say this is a boring time. I hear other broadcasters say this is a low news day. I can't cover 5% of the insanity that comes across my desk, and it's horrifying. It's exhilarating. It's interesting. There's good news. There's bad news. There's ugly news. Just thank God that so many of us do enjoy life and do enjoy the mysteries that are out there. George Norrie, thank you so much for the time, and we'll be tuning in tonight, Midnight Central.
Thanks, Alex. Be well.
All right, folks, there goes George Norrie. Great job to the crew today. So much important news up on Infowars.com right now. CDC, Ebola spreads like flu. Really, that's pretty sensational information. Government drone stalks activists protesting Ebola response. It's actually a theatrical piece. It's one of the entries of the contest we'll be announcing Friday. Retaliation. Feds launch new land grab targeting Bundy family. We probably need to get the Bundys on tomorrow or the next day. We'll work on that. Students suspended over pellet gun Facebook post. Now the school runs everything, including their free speech. Will Obama ship more Ebola into the U.S.? That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Finally tonight, I really do believe in oxy powder flushing out my gut and boosting my immune system. I know it works. I really know that Supermel Vitality is the best natural male vitality enhancer out there. I do know that Lung Cleanse is essential. The Survival Shield X2 is unbelievable what it's done for my body. And I only take these things as they're developed, one at a time at first, just to see what they do. And now I've just gotten to the point of fusing them all together the last few months, and it is incredible what it's done. InfoWarsLife.com, try DNA Force, Oxy Powder, Survival Shield, Survival Shield Classic, Super Female Vitality, Super Male Vitality, Fluoride Shield Chelating, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Lung Cleanse, the Great High Mountain Organic Coffee of Chiapas, that's my personal favorite. Everybody tries it and likes it. Some people say it's their favorite. All of this available at InfoWarsLife.com. or InfoWarsStore.com, or Maiden1776.com, with a whole family of men and women, short and long sleeve, Molon Labe shirts to meet like-minded people in your area. I want to thank everyone that continues to support us on this epic battle that we're in together. We couldn't do any of it without you. All right, tonight, Dr. Group, Anthony Gucciardi, and others on the nightly news, where they explore, are there crisis actors involved in the Ebola? That's tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Lord willing, I'll see you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. This is the InfoWar.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soil, to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we are in the middle of 2014 midterm election coverage, and it is explosive and, quite frankly, horrifyingly sensational. How many instances of Democratic Party corruption and fraud that we have, we're going to be going over. We also have the latest on Ebola. Meanwhile, Lowe's is testing robots as customer helpers, replacing more humans. The Times Dispatch reports That ties into the Time Magazine article last week, Let's End Human Driving Within 10 Years. You have to understand, I ended the broadcast yesterday with an NBC News story saying, guess what? Your car's got one of these, and the good news is it'll tax you by the mile and save you money. Good news, if you chop your hand off with a hatchet, your hand will work better. Good news, 2 + 2 = 5. No, it doesn't. The government premeditatedly, globally, the globalist corporate governance through regulatory agencies that governments then rubber stamp has had everybody from Ford to Toyota, from Chevy to Nissan, Mercedes, Saab, Ferrari, Lamborghini, you name it, they all have a box in them that you pay for as part of the sticker price that tracks you by the mile, that is wireless, that has a whole record of where you've gone and what you've done, and that will then transmit, whenever it gets near a transmitter, how far you've driven from the last reader, and will charge and debit you. And they're going to keep the gas tax, boys and girls, state and federal. But they push it like, oh, it's a one that just, and this machine just happened to fall into your vehicle. This is what's so frustrating. We knew in 96 about the $10 billion that was publicly spent to put NSA Snoop Hubs into everything Lifetime. They were already listening to most of it, but this was public, it was funded, it was illegal. Engineers I knew that worked at telecoms freaked out, gave me the intel, and their response was to say, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. No, it was not my opinion. It was 100% documented fact. And for the next 18 years, I laid out what was really going on, and now it's all admitted exactly as I said, because I interviewed all the NSA whistleblowers on and off air. James Bamford. And countless others, Wayne Madsen, the list goes on and on. We've had the former director of NSA operations on, what, 5 times now on this show and on the nightly news, saying exactly what I'm saying. There's no debating. It's going on. Premeditatedly, worldwide, tracker boxes in all the cars to track you, to tax you, and to control everything you do, and then gather data claiming you're dangerous so you can have your insurance taken away and then forced to accept a computer box that you'll pay for that is a robot that will now drive you. They've admitted all this. I read stuff out of MIT 10 years ago admitting all this. Everything I was already told by engineers. This is a plan. There won't be humans going to space. There won't be humans undersea. There won't be humans in combat. It'll be all drones. There won't be humans at the grocery store. There won't be humans picking the strawberries. There won't be humans doing jack squat. Ja'Kari Jackson last year when Obamacare came in. It's a powerful report. We should go back and do another one. He did it with a hidden camera. And he goes in and tries to get Obamacare from the robot. And it tells him he's obese when he looks like he has 2% body fat. Looks like a Calvin Klein model, okay? And it told him he was obese and had diabetes. Talk about misdiagnosis directly out of the movie Elysium where Matt Damon goes up to the robot and it tells him he gets 2 more years of probation and, his heart rate gets elevated and he says, you're getting angry. Would you like a pill? You're not going to have to wait 50, 60, 100 years for that. It's coming now, near future. You're already living it. I've got all this news to cover, but I see a story out of the Times-Dispatch. Lowe's test robots as customer helpers. Do not use these robots. Do not go in line. Do not use them. It's not that I'm against technology. I'm not against gold rings, but if I lived in the fictitious fantasy world of Lord of the Rings of J.R.R. Tolkien, I would not want that ring. See, because the ring has a Trojan horse built into it. It's actually the spirit and the consciousness of Sauron. Now, let's use that analogy and understand. The drones are now already, and I knew this 10 years ago, I was told by high-level engineers that, Alex, they're already autonomous. We've got ground robots, undersea robots, hunter-killer robots. We've got cruise missiles that open up and release hundreds of little killer robots. I was told by a Marine Corps colonel about all this, actually, 15 years ago. And then now DARPA comes out last year and shows the exact cruise missile I was told about opening up and releasing the kill bots. They actually have that. And I go tell the public about it, and they look at me and they go, I still get emails saying there's no such thing as spider goats to create body armor. And there's no such thing as glowing dogs and cats you can buy for 15, 16, 17 years in Hong Kong or South Korea or China. You can buy them here in the U.S., part jellyfish dogs that glow blue in the dark. Listen, I'm not the one that did all this. I'm not making any of it up. There's a public plan to set up world government, put in a robot grid, and then release bioweapons to kill everybody. And Obama thinks you're so dumb, he gets up there and says that this is a dry run, a test run for a more deadlier airborne in the future. We've done a bunch of reports on it, and Watson wrote a story about it last year. It's the we've got video of it. It's released by DARPA and the Pentagon. Shows the cruise missile fly over and releases little robots that have the rifle scope on them, and they just kill you. They're about 6 inches long. When Homeland Security last year released its drone footage for internal usage, it showed it tracking gun owners selling each other, good old boys selling each other rifles in a field. This is what the whole architecture of the next big war is against individuals, against families, against the Amish, against self-sufficiency, against the farmers markets, against the lemonade stands, against gun ownership, against being human. It is a complete and total takeover. And that's the announcement that I'm trying to get at here for everybody. And I want to just say the team gets frustrated. They do an incredible job, as I just mentioned things here on air. And within a minute or two, they'll actually find them and put them on screen for TV viewers. Because I know if you're a radio listener, a lot of this sounds fantastical. You have to understand that if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or on the free feed at Infowars.com/show, that for people that aren't awake and think we're making this up, this is so essential so that you understand we're not making this up. They can real time type in what I'm saying and pull up mainstream news, government documents, to back up everything we're claiming here. The White House Ebola czar says the number one problem is too many black people in Africa. We played the video last week. He's a eugenicist that works with Al Gore on population reduction. Do I think this Ebola is the big one? Probably not. But we won't find out until the election is over. But unless this is a fake Ebola simulant, a real bioweapon but not really Ebola, like Steve Quayle and CIA people are saying, then undoubtedly it is spreading in the U.S. I don't know how virally, I don't know how airborne it is, but it is airborne in cold temperatures. That's the Army's own manuals. And look, they can have the New York Times or CBS News attack me for saying that, but it's the truth. It's the Army's own public documents, the CDC and the World Health Organization. And when we show those articles, we have links to it. And that's why you're losing credibility in the system, is because people know you deceive. They know we at least try to tell the truth and are accurate 95%+ of the time. We come back, huge Ebola news, and then after I've gone through the Ebola news, huge election news, there is a lot of it. We have a clip of Obama saying on early voting, you can only vote once, this isn't Chicago. That is a clear implication to introduce the idea to go vote repeatedly. And how many Democrats do we have on record saying go vote? In Texas, it's being sued by the Attorney General, the outgoing master criminal, in my view, with all the things he's been involved in, Fast and Furious, you name it, persecution of people with the IRS, all of it on record that makes Nixon look like an angel. They're suing Texas trying to block voter ID when the Democrat battleground Texas group are on video saying they're going to get illegals to vote repeatedly and to vote over and over again. So you got to have an ID for everything else, but not to vote when it's your name and when it's your house and you went and registered, then you shouldn't compare any of eight different forms of identification. Because they lie and go, some people don't have a driver's license. It's not that. It's an ID, anything. We're going to go to break now. And when we come back, my friends, we are going to get right into Ebola and then right into election 2014. It is heating up big time. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your house is dark. Vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while.
Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. To discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you.
Israel's Ebola quarantine, saying they are based on fear, not facts, as the Army quarantines troops coming out of Africa in Italy on a base. State Department, it's confirmed, does plan to bring foreign Ebola patients into the U.S. It'd be downright racist not to do it. African countries have sealed their borders for months. Most other nations, like Australia, are now issuing different types of restrictions, including blocking all visas from West Africa. Jeb has said that Obama has been incompetent on Ebola. Here's the deal. No more Bushes. No more Clintons. Time for some new blood. You guys have worked together behind the scenes. The Clintons and the Bushes have got this big foundation together. I'm going to get into that in election coverage, but I'm really getting tired of it. But coming up in election coverage, we're going to focus on this first. I'm about to get into Ebola. Obama says on early voting, you can only vote once. This isn't Chicago.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait till election day. You can vote all week. I mean, you can only vote once. This isn't Chicago now. You're going to... I'm teasing Chicago. I'm messing with you.
That was like when the CIA...
You can only vote once, but you
that's like when Gary Webb got told by the CIA just out of the blue, no one's going to hurt your children. It's the same thing. Now, you can vote all week long. I mean, I don't mean like over and over again. This in Chicago. And people started walking out when he did that. Not the cult members all on the dole, basically, or who have government jobs behind him. Or consultants behind him, part of the campaign, smiling. And the few idiots up front chanting at that very rally, people began to leave in mass as he spoke. They didn't want to hear go vote twice. Most of them aren't criminals, like the Democratic Party leadership. You know what? I'm going to get into election right now. I'll get into Ebola in the next segment. But speaking of Ebola, here is another quote from Ebola. And you know what? That is a Freudian slip. I'm not trying to call Ebola Obola. I'm just doing it on my own. Ebola Obola. It's happening. So let's go to this clip of Obama on Ebola. Here it is.
We don't just react based on our fears.
Oh,
We react based on facts and judgment and making smart decisions. That's how we have built this country and sustained this country and protected this country. That's why America has defined progress, because we're not afraid.
Because it was about businesses and small businesses and individuals?
Thanks to our military, our dedicated medical and healthcare professionals, the men and women who I spoke to today in West Africa, that leadership and progress continues.
All right, that's enough. Well, if this is progress, I don't want any more of it. You didn't build your business. Hillary says it's a big lie that businesses give people jobs. Hillary Clinton had trouble even saying it herself, reading off her notes, because it's so patently ridiculous. Next, she'll get up there and say, humans do not need oxygen to live. Plants are not green. Fish do not live in the ocean, have gills, and extract oxygen out of the water. Plants do not live off carbon dioxide. The Easter Bunny is real. Santa Claus is real. Unicorns are real. This is getting over-the-top insane. It's more than just psyops. These people are completely out of their minds at this point, believing their own statement that they control reality, as Karl Rove said. No, Karl Rove and the neocon rhinos don't control reality. And the criminal, sickening, out-of-control, bizarre, self-destructive, mafioso Democratic Party that just wrecks everything they come in contact with, you don't control reality. And reality is this. Reality is you're losing the info war because you use lies, we use truth. You use fraud, we use common sense. We're sincere. I want to have a future. I want people to do good. Poor people shouldn't even be paying taxes. No culture taxes poor people unless it wants to collapse. Middle class should have low taxes on it. Corporations that get government bailouts should have high taxes on them. Instead, they're tax exempt. They run the rules. And if I see one more slack-jawed, bug-eyed video of Warren Buffett calling to raise taxes, I'm going to throw up. Oh, he makes me angry. Oh. We're going to come back. I'm going to get into the election news. There is so much of it. I'm going to try to focus and go through all of it. Then Ebola. Then a bunch of GMO news, a bunch of robot takeover news. Everything's accelerating as we told you it would. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. A bunch of breaking news on it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
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 Being right all the time, most of the time?
Does that make me crazy?
Possibly. Maybe I should just sell out to evil and join the New World Order. No, I don't think so. I don't want to lose. change my consciousness, my morals. In fact, I can't even imagine selling out to the New World Order. Couldn't do it. Coming up, documents reveal Obama is confirmed to bring non-citizen illegals to U.S. For Ebola treatment. It's no longer Ebola, it's Obola. Officially in my mind, I now only say Obola. It's happened. I'll be talking to people in the street, and they're like, hey, Alex, what do you think of the Obola? And I'll go, you mean Ebola? They went, oh, yeah. It's now happened. Obama is now officially branded with a killer disease. Couldn't be better. Because collectivism, progressivism is a disease. This is very, very exciting. Let's go over the latest election news, but let's play that clip one more time where he clearly says you can be voting all week long. And everybody starts laughing. And he goes, now, only once. This is in Chicago. And everybody laughs. He's basically telling them, you get out there and you vote as many times as you can with dead people's IDs, you name it, illegals, with your five or six IDs, you get the job done.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait till Election Day. You can vote all week. I mean, you can only vote once. This isn't Chicago now. You can only... I'm teasing Chicago. I'm messing with you. That was a long time ago.
It never goes on now.
Once, but you can vote any time this week.
Remember, so, you could walk into an Akron office after office, and say, I want to bring child sex slaves in to run them on the streets for prostitution. They're like, absolutely, we got the forms, everything. And we'll tell you how to cover it up with the schools. Just make sure they're in school all they want their cut. You ready to run operations? You bet. It's a mafia. And that's why they will not allow illegals, particularly from Latin America, who have felonies, rape, arson, you name it, to be picked up by ICE. And if a sheriff reports it and says they're here to be picked up in the database, the Democrats double down. La Raza and Mecha hit them and hit them hard. In my view, they are aiding and abetting organized crime. And that's all it is. More organized than the Klan, more sophisticated, more focused, more vicious, more powerful than the Klan could have ever imagined, with a bunch of yuppie, politically correct Hispanics, blacks, whites, Asians in America having no idea the Democrats are right back to their old Klan days. The Democratic Party, Albert Pike, Confederate head general, founded the Ku Klux Klan on record. And up until the early 60s, they were losing elections because blacks were voting about 90% like the new Democrat today for Republicans. Not that Republicans were perfect, but they were the ones of Lincoln, and they were the ones that founded the NRA to arm blacks as part of its mission and to fight the Klan, and they passed the Civil Rights Act, and it was Eisenhower sent the troops into Little Rock to bring the black kids in, and the Democrats looked at the demographic and said, that's it. We've been running Klan ops on poor whites. We're going to run Klan ops on blacks and Mexicans. And they've done a great job. It's been a 40-plus year program, and they got it. And blacks would line up at the funeral of Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon, who'd called for all blacks to be sterilized back in the 50s. You know, it's kind of like if you're George Soros and you worked for the Nazis for 4 years and rounded up thousands of people. You go on 60 Minutes and say, I'm not sorry for doing it, and you get ADL awards. But if your grandfathers both fought against the Nazis and you fought against the Klan and Nazis, and I'm one of the most hated people by Nazis because they're a bunch of Fed-run groups online, it's not Benjamin Netanyahu they hate. It's Alex Jones. I challenge you to go to any white supremacist site. I am more hated than anybody. I don't even support a lot of what Israel does, and they call me the Jew. Because they're feds, they're globalists, and they hate my guts because I'm bringing people together. And if we ever do that around the Bill of Rights and Constitution as a unifying system of blood, not what color you are, it's game over. People learn how to be prosperous. We'll be so rich and so successful, our kids will be building space bases. And then that's it for them and their little game, and I'm so sick of them. And if we could only unseat people like Boehner and other pieces of trash that are working with the Democrats, working with the globalists, the exact same policies, Republicans that helped write Obamacare, Romney Care. Romney Care was part of it, and then Ezekiel Emanuel got it and had the death panels. And what Romney wrote was bad for the insurance companies and did increase premiums and make everybody buy it and increase taxes, a huge royal screw job. In fairness to Romney, because I've read most of his thing they passed in Massachusetts 20 years ago or whatever it was, it didn't have death panels and a bunch of other stuff in it. The new one does. And that's another thing. I was watching Fox News on the elliptical this morning. Is it called Morning Rundown or whatever's on at like 7? And they had this Democrat talk show host on. I couldn't write their name down because I was on the treadmill. I mean, on the elliptical. It was called treadmill. And with a straight face, this Democrat radio host was going, listen, your premiums have gone down across the board. It is a conspiracy theory that anybody's premium went up. Well, gee, mine went up by about 60%. My children's went up even more. My wife's went up. My dad's doubled. The guy next to me at the gym was watching the same thing. And he said, did you just see that? Mine tripled till I moved to a cheaper plan. It was more than my old one. You've got 200 plus thousand doctors opt out of Obamacare exchanges. You've got the states on the verge of collapse over this. And you've got people on television with straight faces saying, with straight faces, listen, your premium went down, and anybody that says it didn't is a liar. We had a Humana earlier this year article with the bill on Infowars.com where it was a 549%, I think. Just type in 500% increase in health insurance in Texas. 500%+ increase. Remember, or is it 400 and something? We'll pull that article up. But it doesn't matter because they control reality. Oh, no. Businesses don't hire people. You didn't build your business. Your kids don't belong to you. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. This will cut your health care bill to the cost of a telephone bill. All patent lies in your face. There it is, Humana. Shock rate increase. Obamacare causing 539% increase in health insurance costs for Texans. That's a Natural News article, Mike Adams, with a copy of the Humana. It went up from $212 to $1,356 smackers. And you just get that in the mail. Now, my dad's insurance since last year, every few months they send him a thing saying it's going up 20-30%. Most people, that's how they're doing it, is they don't put it up 500% at once. They just do it over and over and over again. And it doesn't matter. They got a slack-jawed liar. They're the liberal. They got the moral high ground. They're the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of communism, the party of total tyranny, the party of taking over, the party of having unions vote for NAFTA and GATT. The party of bringing in Ebola patients. The party of funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It doesn't matter. They're slack-jawed. Look at Rachel Maddow. She's got an arrogant look in her eye. And short hair. Anybody knows a woman with short hair is God, folks. You're not allowed to have an opinion. She'll have it for you. She wears the pants. Got it, men? Shut up. Shut up and do what she says. Shut up and do what Hillary says. Businesses don't hire people. Everybody knows that. Hillary said so. We all got to listen to some arrogant crook. She's God. Jamie Foxx said it. Obama's God, Lord and Savior. Think I'm joking? Let's find that. I haven't even gotten in the stack yet. I'm already so upset. This is why I don't like reading the news, but I do it every morning and every night. I came into a meeting this morning about election coverage and started yelling, and I wasn't yelling at the crew. It's hard. I know why people tune out of this stuff because, you know, if we don't face it, we're going to lose everything. It's the tuning out of it that has gotten us where we are. Let me take a deep breath. It's just such an insult to have all these control freak con men and con women and slimy scum involved in so many crimes and scams on record that they are just arch super criminals. But then I'll read about the Secret Service and they want to arrest a bunch of them because they might have had hookers. That's just a way to keep fear in the government over petty stuff. While John Corzine stole billions of private bank accounts to invest it and then never got in trouble. Because, well, he's a former governor and a former head of Goldman Sachs, so he's allowed to. But the Secret Service might have got some hookers. Oh, my gosh, let's arrest all of them. This is how the whole system operates. Oh, the IRS comes to your little restaurant. You have no criminal record. You had it 40-plus years. You deposit less than $1,000 a day cash because that's what you deposit. And they say, well, we're just going to take all your money, even though you can prove it's all yours and you've paid taxes, because we say the regulations state that you should make $10,000 bigger deposits. And then they sit there in the New York Times and go, is this the right thing to do? And then they say at the end, no, maybe the IRS should ease off a little. No, how about we have due process again in this country? This is over-the-top freakville. I'm starting to get really angry. Let me just settle down for a minute. Okay, good. I'm all right now. I mean, people are tuning in on this guy, this is an act or whatever. Look, I wish it was an act, okay? I get high blood pressure from this stuff. I really take offense on tens of thousands of people with no criminal records being robbed. No jury, no judge, no indictment, no proof, no discovery, no nothing. Your money's gone. That threatens everyone. My grandfather had a heart attack and then off the heart surgery had a stroke. After the city started sending him $2,000 a day fines, this was like 15 years ago. It took about 5 years to kill him. And they said, well, it's up to like $40,000, Mr. Hammond. You have to go clean out the creek behind your house. And he went and looked at the map of his property, and it was a city gutter, not a creek, and it was concrete. And they said, no, you will clean out the destruction back there, or we're going to continue the fines. So I had to go fight that for him. And then the IRS comes and says you owe us all this money, even though he'd been paying the taxes forever. So he had a heart attack. And some people I know, you know, have that heart attack. And I'm sick of living like a slave. They wrote the tax code where nobody can follow it so they can grab whoever they want. Don't you know that? They bring the drugs in, hoping your kids use them so they can throw them into the prison system. I'm done with all of it. And I'm angry about it because that's normal. When you hear about a criminal group arresting preachers and saying you can't demonstrate and sending the IRS after people, a lot of folks cower in fear and think, we better go along with these people. They might come after us. No, we're going to lose everything if we don't stand up to these pieces of trash. What we have is criminals and control freaks and psychopaths and sociopaths and just weirdo demons running wild in free reign. Every day I see articles where police officers or federal police will walk into a 7-Eleven and just start aiming guns at the clerk for no reason, threatening to kill them. Or putting a gun to their head of a taxi driver and saying, I'll kill you. I'm a federal agent. They're letting mentally ill people that think they're Jack Bauer and who are completely looking for trouble get into law enforcement on purpose. Just like the Soviets and the Nazis did. I have those articles here in my stack today. One just happened in Salt Lake. Here it is. We even have a local newscast. Fed using Uber service points gun at driver's head. It was all caught on video at the hotel for no reason. Just for their power. Like, let's play that clip. Here it is.
Initially, he brought it up over towards my head, and then he lowered it and stuck it under his arm.
Uber driver James Brothers calls the frightening moments in his car last Monday when passenger Byron Keith McDonald put a gun to his head and asked him whether he wanted to live or die.
I look over him. I asked him, what do you mean? and he pulls a gun out from back of his pants, and he holds it to me.
It happened as James tried to drop off McDonald at his downtown hotel at about 1 a.m. last Monday. The experience was shocking enough for James, but now it turns out Byron Keith McDonald is a federal police officer, a lieutenant with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Department of the Interior in Washington, D.C., which oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs, said in a statement, quote, Mr. McDonald was on official travel during the time of the incident. The incident is being investigated by our Internal Affairs Division, which will make use of the investigation being conducted by the Salt Lake Police Department. Byron McDonald spent 5 days in jail before he bailed out.
We know that his superiors are aware of what's going on.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill charged him with aggravated assault.
We don't care whether you are a police officer, whether you are a
person. This isn't just about police. It's not about demonizing police. There are too many federal police. It's unconstitutional. They're federalizing local police. And more, they're trying to hire people like this who are out there in the private sector. I knew somebody in business who one time, for no reason at a meeting, pulled out a gun and aimed it at me and said, are you scared? And they wanted to get off of me being scared. I said, no, I got him. I said, I'm about to physically attack you. Better put that away, man. And then I left, never really talked to him again. And then I learned that person had done that to basically a bunch of other people I knew. Would just pull it out and put it on the table. Or aim it at you. And where I come from, that's how you get your neck broken. But see, most people that guy did that to would just cower in fear. They wouldn't even go call the police. Do you stop that type of behavior going after criminals like that, or do you let them do it? If you let them do it, they do it more, and then it gets worse. And this is the mass mental illness that we have, where they're hiring sycophantic, mentally ill people who want to menace innocent people to be police officers. Remember the cop that threatened to shoot Joe Biggs? He runs up and he says, I will effing shoot all of you right now as they stand there peacefully in Ferguson. Just out of the blue for no reason. These are a bunch of people they're hiring that are so cowardly that they shouldn't be allowed to be toilet attendants. We'll be right back with the election news.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm going to get to some election news coming up, but first, nurse in Maine on collision course over quarantine. I saw her on television news today saying, I feel fine. Doesn't matter if I've been around people with Ebola. I'm not going to be quarantined at a government facility, and I'm not going to stay in my house either. And Obama has come out and said, yeah, do whatever you want. Other countries quarantine, Africa quarantines. Anybody that doesn't want to get this stuff would quarantine, but not us. No, no, it's just all part of these people doing whatever they want. Ebola vaccine trial to start in Switzerland this week. Oh, they got the vaccine almost ready for you. Isn't that just special? CDC expands Ebola risk factors for forced quarantine. They're going to wait till it spreads real bad, though, and then lock you up if you show any signs of being sick, period. See, do nothing up front, hope it spreads out of control, then take over. But not until after the election. Then he's got a couple years as a lame duck. Insurance companies begin writing Ebola exclusions into policies to not cover people with Ebola. That means they're concerned and think it might spread. So that's some of the news on that front. Coming up on election news, isn't this just precious? La Raza, which means the race. Actually started a white or black group called the race. Promotes Washington Post guide on where people can vote without an ID. Gee, I wonder who's going to be voting. Maryland Board of Elections probe Republican to Democrat ballot switch. Same thing in Illinois with Obama saying, you know, you can vote whenever you want. Vote for Republicans, switch to Democrats in Illinois. Isn't that cute? Shocking Harvard poll. Millennial voters want GOP in charge. Well, here's the issue. That shows they're rejecting Obama and collectivism. The problem is the Republican leadership is the same group. So if they don't endorse the Tea Party and libertarian ideas, it will then be put on conservatism and constitutionalism and libertarianism blame for all this. We don't want that. We either need to really have a revolution of freedom being peacefully restored, or we want to let the globalists run in the ground so they get the blame. Don't hand it over to the quasi-Republicans right as the train wreck happens and then they blame it on us. We've got to get rid of Boehner. We've got to put constitutionalists in there. That's why Bill Gates is targeting Democrats at the county, city, federal, state level, who are more reasonable and don't want to take all the guns and don't want totally open borders and know we're going bankrupt and want to balance the budget. There are actually a lot of good Democrats across the country, and they're being targeted by Bill Gates and by Bloomberg and all these other pieces of trash. So we better turn this around. There's not a utopia coming at the end of it. By the way, Joel Gilbert's film, we're the exclusive distributors of Utopia, exposing what Obama's real plan is. So important to get that on DVD and give that to friends and family. We are the exclusive place to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. While you're on InfoWarsStore.com, I'm advising everybody to do what I've been doing for my health, my wellness, the Oxy powder. People that know me say, man, you lost so much weight. You're glowing. Well, you're losing weight. You have so much energy. What's happening? It's X2 Survival Shield, Nasodine, the best out there from the research we've done. It's the lung cleanse. It's the colloidal silver bullet. It is the super male vitality, which I'm about to take my dose of. Super female vitality for ladies. InfoWarsLife.com. And the best part is it's revolutionary, cutting edge, super concentrate, organic, all the best, DNA force. So it's been blowing people away. And then secondarily, it helps fund the operation across the board. So it's a win-win-win, shopping with the good guys, shopping with the white hats, shopping with the patriots, building a real economy, helping build a real media. 888-253-3139. You can call, ask for all the discounts. We have a 10% special going right now on the Bio Defense Pack. That's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine with the lung cleanse. And Survival Shield is selling out very quickly, so I'm discounting it. We're trying to get more in. It may sell out as little as a week at this rate. 888-253-3139. 5% off all the supplements with promo code NOW.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.